Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you want to know why you're slaves, it's because you have screwed up priorities. Close to 4,000 people attend a fan appreciation of LeBron James. People riot when their team loses or wins. I've got reports here out of the BBC. Football hooligans must surrender passports. Now, notice police state laws about mobility. Imagine Nazi Germany. They said you must come register with the police if you're going to travel outside your town because you're a Jew in 1935. By 1940, they were getting shot in the back of the head. Well, now it's, oh, you got caught in a fist fight once. For the rest of your life, you're on probation. Or, oh, you sent a bullying text, joke to your friend and said, you know, hey, dummy, I'll see you, you know, after school. That's considered a crime. And the school downloads what's on your phone now, even when you're outside school in New York. So you're all under their control. We are just totally surveilled, totally domesticated. And the BBC reports football hooligans must surrender passports. So anybody who's ever gotten in a fight, anybody who's ever gotten in an argument, anybody who's ever been arrested drunk in England gets put in a crime database, which, oh, I saw an article last year. They're now using the hooligan database for other criminals. Oh, and then they said not just people that have committed crimes, but people that are at risk of committing crimes or who have said things that are politically incorrect, bordering on thought crime, bordering on hate crime. They actually have thought crime now in Canada and England and Europe. And now they're teaching our kids this here. Now they're implementing it here. Now they're calling for it here. Oh, you want to go to South Africa? Sorry, you must surrender your passport. You're not allowed to go anywhere in the world because you got in trouble once at a soccer match. Convicted football hooligans must surrender their passports to stop them traveling from the World Cup in South Africa. Individuals in England and Wales with football banning orders must hand over their documents at police stations by 2200. This is a few weeks old. Now, what happened? They didn't turn in their passports, so there were SWAT team raids. That's right. In England, their crime rate has more than tripled since they totally banned guns 15 years ago. Go look at the numbers. You can't get a cop to show up for serious crimes. People have been robbed over and over again. If they defend themselves, they get arrested. Now that's happening in Chicago and New York. It's a crime to defend yourself, and when you need help, the cops won't come. But all over the country, they had huge police task forces to go out and arrest people that didn't turn in their passports ahead of the World Cup. See how there's endless resources for stunts like this. Police promise more arrest and crackdown leading up to the World Cup. And see, now there'll be travel bans if you have other crimes. Oh, sorry, 10 years ago you got in a fist fight at a bar. Well, I was attacked by him. I've already paid my fine and done my week in jail. Sorry, you're never allowed to leave England, and we're raising the taxes to 95%. France is already over 80. We're going to 95. We're actually discussing that. Five convicted English soccer hooligans have been arrested in early morning raids as part of a crackdown ahead of the World Cup. Police say the men are between ages 20 and 44 of age and were detained at their homes in central England. See, a stunt, so everybody hears, I'm sick of those hooligans ruining a good match. Good. Ban them from traveling. Make them turn their passports in, their right to travel. It's only for soccer, though. Until now they're announcing it for everything. All right. South Africa on hooligan watch ahead of England match. AP. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But again, that's all that matters. The new religion. LeBron James. Oh, please don't leave. And he barely even shows up at the event. He's like, ah, shut up, scum. Look at these smuts paying money for me to run around putting a ball in a hoop. Look at these little slaves. They don't care if they lose all their freedom. They don't have their own identities. Ha ha. Hello.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Obama has ceded part of the United States, a national park, to Mexico. That's Fox News headline. We'll be covering that coming up. I've also got some other news dealing with the economy, and we will have some time to take your calls, but we are now well into the second and final hour. I do 4 hours weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. But, of course, we come back on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., because wild horses couldn't drag me away from standing up for this republic. I don't know, with the FCC openly saying they're going to ban free speech and take over the Internet and put special taxes or bans on, quote, conspiracy theories, and they list man-made global warming not being real as one of them, the White House does, I better do 7 days a week, or I better just filibuster up to the last minute. They turn us off. I mean, you think I'm joking. I just read from the FCC, a government control box in your house. I'm going to give you the phone number for the bottom of the hour, but I specifically want to hear from callers on two issues, BP and the information I'm about to cover, and if you tuned in during the last hour or have been paying attention to even mainstream news is all reporting, oh, hey, the government's going to put a box in your house to decide what Internet and TV you can watch. Yeah, it's no big deal. Hey, you know the World Cup's on. Basketball's on right now. Baseball, too. Hey, did you hear about that new hip-hop album that came out? Yeah. So I want to talk about the attack on free speech that's going on that I can't even believe. It's one thing to see all these White House czars propose it, but it's another thing to actually see it about to pass in legislation and via regulations. So I just can't get over how huge this is. Here's the toll-free number to join us if you want to get into the queue. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or local folks listening to News Radio 590 KLBJ, 512-646-1776. Okay. Let me get my stack here and get focused. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for my analysis of the British Petroleum oil spill that is now entering its third month. We have the White House and the BP executives when they're not out at yacht racing events or when Obama is on at a baseball or basketball game or having a gala party. They're saying it now may last until Christmas or perhaps for several years, and that only 2% of the oil they estimate has been released. And BP and the White House say that there is at least 2 billion gallons, 2 billion with a B, gallons left, or 98% more, to come out of the hole. Many experts are on record saying that if they slant drill and detonate a hydrogen bomb, that because the fissures have already broken through and there's oil plumes up to 20 miles away coming out of the ocean floor, that this will probably just shatter things further and could release a mega massive oil spill dwarfing the one we now see. And that there's always – people keep calling into talk radio and saying, you know, is there natural gas down there? Is there methane? Could there be a giant explosion? Well, of course there's natural gas. in any of these super deep wells, they hit it at 4, 5, 6, 7 or more layers as they go down. And yes, we know there are giant gas domes in the Gulf. And yes, using a nuke will probably detonate a lot of those different underground gas domes that are in those different strata. And will cause an even bigger crisis, which is great for the government. They'll just nationalize oil companies that much faster and slap a big carbon tax on you. But all of that doesn't matter. You know, everybody's obsessing over the BP CEO stepping down because he got caught out racing yachts, or Obama talking about nationalizing the oil companies or his carbon taxes. All of that is important. But it is dwarfed in comparison to our top story today. And let's go back to November. It had just broken in the German and British news in two newspapers. I'd seen it a few days before going around on the internet. It took that much time for the media to pick it up. It turned out the BBC had been given it 6 months before in full, the ClimateGate emails, where you've got the top three universities in Europe, England, and the U.S., all colluding with each other to lie and say that the oceans were going to rise and the ice caps were going to melt and that carbon dioxide was the cause, and it was them premeditatedly admitting they were lying, hiding the decline, manipulating temperature data that they were getting from around the world from governments. They were just changing the numbers. They've been caught. And I got up here on air and I said, this is a chance to snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat. Copenhagen was guaranteed to pass. Global taxes paid to the IMF and World Bank on all fossil fuel use and all carbon footprints, including what Bill Gates has even announced and the UN's announced, taxes on your exhaling, because that is carbon dioxide. All animals exhale carbon dioxide. Plants respirate and have their photosynthesis from the carbon dioxide we exhale. They release oxygen, part of the carbon cycle. But they had convinced people this was deadly poison. It was kind of their inside little joke. And so they had sold everyone on this. And I got up on air and I said, you're going to hear about this in the next few weeks. And people for a week or so asked if the emails were a hoax and if I was even making it up. Okay? So the rest is history. You now know what happened with that. And we were instrumental, along with the Drudge Report, with driving that story out in the United States, into the mainstream media. It took us 3 weeks until that was finally in the mainstream news in the U.S. There was a news blackout everywhere in the U.S. but DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, there was a news blockade, and we wrote articles about that and said, call talk radio. It took Limbaugh 2 weeks to cover it. It took Savage a week to cover it. It took Hannity 2 weeks to cover it. And I'm not saying those guys are bad. The point is, you know, Drudge and I, we were first in the U.S., but Drudge second. We commend Drudge. Drudge now linked to us twice again last week, three times before that, and it's incredible the amount of main, but side issue. The point is, we were able to drive that out into the open together. We were able to break that media blockade and cut through the lies, and we can do that together right now, here today. Paul Watson gave up his Saturday and his Sunday to write this article in consultation with myself and to transcribe what you're about to hear. Now, I won't have time to read the entire 8-page article, but I'll assure you this is as important as LeBron James' fan appreciation worship session, where he's the new pope and people go into an auditorium and bow down to him and he barely shows up. You know, if we could get 4,000 Americans in every big city, that'd be millions put together. If we could get people as concerned about what's about to happen, you know, most people are watching this Gulf spill like it's a spectator sport and getting into the whining and complaining and why won't they fix it and something needs to be done and arrest BP. Look, don't worry, BP's going to laugh last, and they're definitely part of this unless people wake up and take action on this issue. Now, here is the headline. And this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. It is a plan of action, a plan of victory. If you will simply take action, this is such a huge issue. So start your engines, InfoWarriors. It's got the phone numbers on it. And I'm going to add the number to Rick Perry, and I'm going to also add the number to Alabama and then the East Coast states. But the most important are Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida right now. Their phone numbers and email are there. So get ready, folks. You want to do something instead of just sitting there and sucking your thumbs, you want to have an effect, and I'm talking to people that, again, went to LeBron James appreciation and he didn't even really show up for the event. I'm talking to those folks who are sucking their thumbs. I know my listeners are not thumb suckers. The point is, if you want to actually do something, you call other talk show hosts, you call newspapers, you tell them, get on this story, you send this to other websites, you tell them, get on it now. Get on it now and look at this information you're about to hear, because this is as big as ClimateGate. This is a house of cards ready to fall. This is a dangerous gamut. This is a deadly, dangerous, strategic move, roll the dice by the New World Order, and we have a very good chance of torpedoing them to the bottom of the ocean, figuratively, to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. They have miscalculated if you take the bull by the horns, if you take action. So when we come back after this quick break, I'm breaking it down. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. .com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website. Thank you.
They help. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Man, along the coast roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Okay, my friends, we are back live. Again, thank you for joining us. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP, federal government's role in oil spill. You heard me right. I have read the Coast Guard's hearings, interviewing the people that were on board the emergency ships and the oil rig that survived, including the head of the drilling rig operation, the head of the operation for Halliburton as well. You've all heard the endless trivia in the news, but kind of hidden in the back that, oh, yes, the people on the rig, they knew months before. First it was weeks before, then a month before. Now it's 2 months before that BP executives from Houston, there were arguments on the ship over the satellite phone in front of the employees saying no one's ever dumped salt water in on top one of these instead of cement and mud. This is going to blow up. So we know they gave them an order that would cause it to blow up. We know they then blocked the states for the last 60-something days now from people being able to go out with the oil booms and block the estuaries so the oil couldn't go up into the rivers and streams and salt marshes where most of the fish go to lay their eggs and where the manatees live and where the dolphins calve. And so all of that's going on. But let me just go over the article itself because it hits every point and puts on the case that needs to be criminally investigated. Clearly, BP gave the order knowing this was going to happen. But it may be even worse. They may have just blown it because they're the top globalist company pushing for the global carbon tax. They've been the big oil company trying to get the other oil companies nationalized to get rid of their competition. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP, federal government's role in oil spill. There can now be no doubt whatsoever that BP oil spill was purposefully contrived, either through deliberate negligence or outright sabotage, and is now being used to further the Obama administration's political agenda. Criminal investigations into the government and BP's role in the disaster need to be launched by state authorities in Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi immediately. That's immediately, ladies and gentlemen. There can no longer be any doubt. Criminal investigations into the government and BP's role in the disaster need to be launched by the state authorities in Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi immediately, while local authorities, public servants, also need to call emergency legislative sessions in order to take over emergency response efforts from the feds before the crisis gets much worse. Absolutely. Obama wants to play golf the last 2 days and go to parties, and the head of BP wants to go sail around on yachts. They're laughing at you. And, you know, 6-plus weeks ago, he dispatches some Nobel laureate down there, some egghead. Oh, here's a Harvard lawyer. He'll fix it. Oh, yeah, the same Harvard lawyers that fill up Goldman Sachs, ripping us off for trillions, the same ones that create derivatives and steal all the pension funds. You mean those geniuses? While BP CEO Tony Hayward is busy watching yachting races, Barack Obama, who took two vacations immediately after the oil spill, spends his time between playing golf and going to the movies. If the disaster is on a par with 9/11, as Obama claims, then why is he fiddling while Rome burns? Every effort to find a solution to the crisis while cleaning up the mess has been lackluster and half-hearted. The federal government's hyped rhetoric about how bad the consequences of the spill has been has not been matched with the appropriate action to combat the problem. In hindsight, it's becoming clear that the government has deliberately botched the response and prevented local authorities from doing their jobs, just as FEMA deliberately sabotaged the state response to Hurricane Katrina. Yeah, what happened 3 days ago? 20 more state skimmers sent out there by Jindal in Louisiana, and the Coast Guard showed up and said no. That's been going on for 50-plus days of the spill, since a week or so in. In order to make the crisis much worse and create the pretext for a police state response, gun confiscation, and ultimately more federal power. And then we link to all the things that are happening right now that this oil spill is distracting from. Numerous reports have surfaced of local and state authorities being prevented by BP contractors and U.S. Coast Guard from helping to address the devastation the spill has created in the region. Governor Bobby Jindal has ordered the state's fleet of 16, now they're reporting 20, vacuum barges to clean up the oil in Louisiana marshes on Wednesday. The U.S. Coast Guard intercepted the barges and ordered them to stop the cleanup. Ostensibly, the Coast Guard wanted to inspect the barges, but that then didn't inspect them. Then they wanted to inspect the history of the barges. Just like unions, you know, will go in and block a construction just by, you know, sitting around on their hands and doing nothing. The federal government shows us the slaves who's boss. Nothing happens without their say-so. Not until Obama's passed that carbon tax on everything you do and a new dark age of tyranny's brought in, a new age of feudalism to control your every movement, not until then will they fix that oil leak. And not a minute later. And not a minute earlier. It just ordered them back to the dock and then did nothing. Just as happened with Katrina, BP, in alliance with the feds, have erected an information blockade around the spill. Reporters have been harassed, threatened with arrest, and prevented from accessing the affected areas. Oil spill cleanup workers have been gagged from talking about their experiences. They're not allowed to wear respirators because then they'd have to admit that the oil was off-gassing toxic chemicals. Foreign ships have been prevented from helping in the cleanup efforts. Every effort has been made to stop the truth about the oil spill from being uncovered. Almost everything we learn about the situation comes directly from BP or the federal government. The strictly enforced cover-up shows the authorities are more concerned about protecting the information lockdown than actually cleaning up the spill. Exactly. The way the whole system is set up is to keep the spill going and to contain news coverage of what's happening. And then Obama comes out and says, I got to have a carbon tax. I got to nationalize the oil companies. We got to tax you. The Jones Act, which forbids foreign ships from operating between U.S. ports, can be waived, but hasn't been. Obama could have had the problem solved in a matter of weeks, but he immediately refused the help. Of 13 entities that had offered the U.S. help with the oil spill assistance within about 2 weeks of the Horizon rig explosion. And it just goes on and on. Every indication points to the oil spill having been deliberately caused, either by negligence or sabotage, by a combination of BP executives and those who hold the reins of power in the Obama administration. And again, BP is his third biggest contributor and is deep, deep in with Al Gore and the biggest funder of the carbon tax propaganda. This goes beyond Obama himself, who's merely there to read the teleprompter and employ his fine acting skills in selling his agenda that the globalists hope to enforce on the back of the contrived crisis. On May 27th, the New York Times reported on how just days before the explosion, BP chose to use a salt water solution to seal the cement around the casing pipe, which was known to be a far riskier option than the stronger, heavy drilling fluid. This is after the well was already cracked and leaking, we now discover. Folks, it goes into all the evidence, how they had the motive to do it, why they did it, how they're continuing to cover up. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I understand citizens being angry by the CEO of BP being out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at yacht races. I mean, I know this country's in trouble, and I don't need to do 6 radio shows a week. I don't need to do all the radio interviews I do. I don't need to do all the newspaper interviews I get. A lot of times, I want to be home with my family. I want to be out fishing. I want to be out hiking. I want to be working out. I want to be oil painting. I want to be, you know, doing all the things that I enjoy, visiting with family, traveling. But no, I'm stuck here in Austin most of the time. I work 7 days a week. I do radio 6 days a week because I know our society is in trouble. But why is the public mad at the BP CEO for out yachting? America is sinking. States are going bankrupt. Our industrial capacity is gone. We're about to lose our AAA rating. We're about to have to devalue the currency even further. We're in a world of hurt. Every economic indicator and societal indicator shows we're in a depression. and it's going to get steadily worse. And you got almost 4,000 people showing up at a LeBron James fan appreciation meeting to worship him and to beg him to not leave Cleveland and the Cavaliers. And then he shows up 10 minutes before the end and was basically rude to people because he thinks you're a bunch of jokes, a bunch of schmucks, because you are. Your priorities are screwed up, America. America is sinking. America is leaking. America is burning and falling apart, just like the Gulf of Mexico. And you don't care, just like the BP CEO, because everybody's a bunch of selfish people who aren't serious and aren't focused and aren't angry about liberty and freedom, who aren't serious, who aren't willing to fight for it or speak up for it. Your inaction will buy you chains and slavery. Understand that. All right, I'm done talking about that. Let me just boil down the facts instead of going over this detailed article Paul Watson wrote. Because at the end of the article, it's a long article. At the end of the article, it gives the phone numbers out. And if you read the entire article, and you need to, folks, if it was about LeBron James, I'm sure some of you would. This is about your future. You would understand the evidence of it being a staged event, any way you slice it, the BP disaster, 100%. And their motive, what they're getting out of it, what the agenda is. But let me just briefly break that down, then I'm going to your phone calls for the balance of the transmission. BP's a top globalist environmental company that literally wrote the book in the last 20 years, owned by Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, in co-ownership with Queen Elizabeth of England, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Elizabeth Saxe-Coburg-Gotha of Windsor, the German queen and the Dutch queen. And they're globalist. They openly, BP is always pushing for the carbon tax, key supporters of Obama. They want the new feudal system. They have always pushed for the U.S. to nationalize oil companies but privatize the profit to them. BP already is so powerful, they get 80% of the oil out of Alaska. The government gives it to them. And it is then shipped to Asia. Only 20% goes to the U.S. BP is the sole licensure on really over 80%. And then of the 80% they get, 80% of that goes to Asia. I mean, that's how things are done. It's all rigged. Go check it out for yourself. Go research who gets the oil in Alaska. So all of that's going on. And they don't want their competition in the Gulf. They were given an award. They were given special waivers for the super deep well 6 months before Obama took the restrictions off the entire Gulf. But he never really took the restrictions off. He only loosened them, allowed BP's competition to move in. Then the oil spill starts. All that competition's been barred after they already brought their rigs in from around the world, costing tens of millions of dollars conservatively just to bring those giant factory systems in, like a floating space station or something. And now they're in deep trouble. And so you've got all that happening. This is a strategic sabotage. Now, I mean, BP is going to put an escrow of $20 billion. That's like when you win the lottery and they put money into a lottery for you and then they pay it out over 30 years. It's a pittance compared to their real profits. They'll just change their name, make a subsidiary. They're already talking about that, and then get more power and control over the oil companies and over their competition by doing it. But more importantly, Obama, as I told you 60 days ago, in fact, what day of the oil spill are we into? Will you look that up? I heard it a couple days ago, but I forget. The point is, 70th day? I mean, holy mackerel, it was 60-something just a few days ago. Time flies. So we know they have the motive. Now, I mean, I told you just a week into it, I said Obama is going to push for the carbon tax, and he's going to push for gas taxes and oil taxes on the wellhead, at the gas pump, and on all energy and on natural gas, effectively nationalizing petroleum. And now he's come out last week and proposed that, and they admit it. So all of that is happening. But then you go back over the evidence of them staging it. You have BP dumping, the BP executive dumping over a third of his stock the week before this happens. You have Goldman Sachs that co-chaired BP. Goldman Sachs really has a controlling share in BP. You said, well, I thought you said it's the queen. They have the controlling shares in Goldman Sachs and in BP and in Dutch Royal Shell. I mean, in everything. Go do your research. And but Goldman Sachs chairman, in fact, that's the Bloomberg headline, Goldman Sachs CEO and chairman, he was both, was Goldman Sachs head. People won't believe it, and they won't look it up either. Just pull it up, and people will be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And so they dump their stock. Goldman Sachs dumps its stock, record level. Not on any other oil company, just that one. The CEO dumps his stock. Halliburton doing work for them a month before, we now know 2 months before they knew this was going to blow up, Halliburton goes out and buys a company that does Gulf cleanups for oil, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. But that's all just circumstantial. Concrete on record, we have a month into this, and we're now 70 days in. A month in, they had the Coast Guard hearings with the men that were on the ships and on the rigs and who were in the conversations, and they said, it's never before been done. You can go read these transcripts. We have links to it in our article at PrisonPlanet.com. States need to launch criminal investigation to BP, federal government role in oil spill. And we go through the evidence. And they were told, you're not going to put concrete in, you're not going to put mud in, you're going to dump water in to the well. And they said, that won't pressurize this well. A regular well would blow out. A regular well would come in, as they call it, and it's going to explode. The rig is going to burn. And there it is. Goldman's great timing for unloading BP stock. Yeah, that's the article about him unloading it. The headline out of Bloomberg was Goldman Sachs head was also head of BP. It was in a bunch of papers, but we've got to show them. They're programmed not to believe anything. Okay, they're programmed. If something's threatening to them, they deny it. I must show them. Okay. So all of that's going on. All of that's happening. And you can read, I can't say this on the radio because it's cuss words, but you can read the transcripts of the hearings. And it's the head of the well, the head engineers, the people who were the head engineers on the boats, all talking to BP in the 2 months before, saying this is going to blow up, this is going to catch fire. And then when it blew up, there's all the conversations in the court record to BP executives in Houston from the satellite phones saying, you bleeping bleeper, I told you this was going to come in and it was going to cause an explosion and a fire. Are you bleeping happy? No one has ever dumped water in on a deep well. You understand, folks, to keep the gas and oil pressure down, they're supposed to put in mud and cement and block it in and put multiple plugs in. Instead, they dumped seawater in. And the people told them it's going to blow up. Now, shouldn't there be a criminal investigation? Isn't that at least criminal negligence, as our article says? Evidence, 100% criminal negligence, but all the evidence points at deliberate criminal negligence. Now, I'm going to give each caller 1 minute or less when we come back, so be ready. And when we come back, I'm going to give you the phone numbers to the governors. You can't count on the feds to do this. They're the ones running the whole operation and using this to nationalize and pass new taxes and take over society. They've already taken over health care. They've already taken over the banks. They've already taken over the automakers for insiders. Now they're going to take over energy, folks. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're...
Look, I'll be discussing this more tomorrow on my weekday show from 11 to 3 Central at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you don't have a local AM and FM station in your area. But I can give each caller about 45 seconds because we've got about 10 phone calls on the phone board here. And I want to go to Paul, Maggie, Julie, Mike, others. Just have your point ready. Make it, and we're going to move on because I want to hear what you have to say, but I ran out of time covering the news. Bottom line, BP and the White House are inside baseball team members. Goldman Sachs quietly owns BP. They are behind the banking collapse, not just here, but in other nations. They need their carbon tax, which is to be paid to the private central banks, namely J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. They need their world government. They need their new global currency, SDRs, backed up with carbon taxes. Their whole agenda's in trouble since the Copenhagen-Denmark treaty fell apart. And now Obama's got a chance with this ongoing crisis for the people to say something must be done, and he says, guess what, I got a tax for you. That'll fix it in the future. And that's what they've done. That's why he's playing golf and laughing at you and the BP guys out there sailing around. It's a big joke. So you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to this article titled, States Need to Launch Criminal Investigation into BP. What are the states doing when the feds tell them you can't be off the shore 100 yards with your own state vessels cleaning up oil? Since when do the feds rule everything? It's time for the states to say no. But it's also time for the states to have their own indictments, their own grand jury investigations of BP. They need to call in these BP employees, stop letting BP boss everybody around and tell the media they can't be there on the seashore. Stop letting the BP run the cover-up for Obama. They're all working together. And bring these people to justice, folks. They have created this crisis, and they're bringing in the tyranny of the nationalization of the oil companies, and that means energy increases. The oil companies are nationalized in Europe. They pay $7, $8 a gallon for gas, folks. Don't say you weren't warned. Here are the phone numbers. I'm going to blitz to your calls quickly. Here are the phone numbers. Again, they're in the article. But you can call the governor of Florida, Charlie Crist, at 850-488-4441. Again, that's Governor Charlie Crist. That's 850-488-4441. You can call Bobby Jindal, who's big on talk, short on action, all hat and no cattle, inch deep, mile wide, fake conservative. Give him a call. Come on. Let's see criminal investigation by the state. The state's got criminal prosecution powers. Grab those BP people and clap them in irons. Come on. Get those witnesses in there. Main line, 225-342-7015. 225-342-7015. Again, these numbers are all up on the site. Call Haley Barbour, the former head of the RNC. Well, you think he's going to save you? You better look out, folks. But call him and let that overfed joker know that we're fully aware this is a bipartisan scam being run. 877-405-0733, 877-405-0733. Stop playing games. Their emails, their addresses, other numbers, they're all up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Stop screwing around. We know that BP executives gave orders that were criminal, that they knew would blow that well up. They were told that in the Coast Guard testimony. It's on record. We have them. Get a criminal investigation going like Enron, and they'll start ratting each other out, and we can bring them and Barry Sotaro, known as Barack Obama, and all the rest of these criminals down. Or you can have them win and nationalize oil and carbon tax you and literally have federal inspectors in your house. That's in the bill that's already passed the House. This isn't a game. They're coming with internet boxes in your house that run your TV through it where the government watches everything you do. I've got the FCC's own documents here. This is happening. You're being raped. All right. What's the point of even taking calls? Maybe I should go into overdrive, huh? Maybe that's what the guys want. You guys want to do some overdrive here to make sure we get to all these calls? I don't see an excited, come on, let's do it. We'll do what we have to at least take these calls. We won't be on the AM and FM, but we'll be at the internet streams, at least at InfoWars.com. Let's go to Paul in Connecticut. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. Look at this. 9/11 brought us Patriot Act 1 and 2. In the wake of this BP disaster, they're going to rush through a lot of anti-constitutional stuff. But come on, the governors are just as corrupt, and the state legislatures are just as corrupt, and you're never going to get a grand jury to do anything because they got guys in there that are just not going to do what we want.
Oh,
to
yeah,
do.
They're all going to get paid off, and they're going to whine and act like they're mad. Well, you got to do something. You can have county grand juries that have people that were damaged by the oil. They can start calling in these BP workers who were out there on record saying they were ordered to do stuff they knew would blow up. I mean, we can't just give up, Paul. What do we do?
Oh, no, I'm not giving up. I'm telling you, it's going to come to push come to shove. It's got to get worse. The people aren't going to wake up. These basketball fans turning over cars and the rest of it, they're on a whole other level.
That's what's important to them. That's right. They don't want freedom. They want to go out and attack families and cars.
Look, you got the borders that are open up. They got the UN, and they got foreign troops on the soil.
Obama just gave a national park to Mexico. I mean, you can't make this up.
FEMA camps are sitting here waiting for us while we're sitting here sucking our thumbs, waiting for the whole thing to come down.
Paul, I hear you. Maggie in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call. I saw a BrassCheck.tv video. These are professors that are talking about a huge, deadly bubble of gas underneath this thing. If they're right, this thing hasn't even begun to destroy what it's going to do to not Louisiana or Mississippi. It's going to be a tsunami on Florida.
Ma'am, I appreciate your call, but we don't have any evidence that it's going to blow up and detonate a bunch of natural gas natural gas. Again, that's a rumor that that's going to happen. If they detonate a nuke, though, it could ignite those underground gas supplies and could cause a chain reaction. So I do think it's serious. We should look at it. But a lot of people saying this is guaranteed to happen. A lot of fear out there. I've done an investigation. That's not the case. Julie in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I love your show, and I just wanted to say a couple days ago, because of the urgency of the propaganda on the Iran thing, and now all of a sudden this armada going to the Persian Gulf. But a couple days ago, knowing that these people are occultists and numerologists and sun worshipers, I know a little bit about astrology. The total eclipse on July 11th, which is in both the sun and moon of Cancer, which is a water crisis. And it's supposed to.
Well, I don't believe in astrology, but I had a politician, a well-known politician, come to my office off record and tell me that this big astrological thing, this was about 3 months ago, was going to happen in July, and there'd be all these disasters, and America was done. And I had this well-known person come to my office to tell me this off record. Julie, I appreciate your call. It's all insane. Volcanoes going off, oil spills, the economy falling apart. And, yes, U.S.-Israel warships and Suez, maybe prelude to face-off. That's the Israeli national news. Armada of U.S. and Israeli warships head for Iran. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Iran threatens to stop Western ships if subjected to cargo inspection. That's from the national news of Iran, Press TV. Israel says they may nuke them. They're preparing. They're getting ready basically for World War III. Meanwhile, we're all talking about the Gulf. Good point. Mike in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, I was in Austin about a week ago, and I was down at the Capitol, and they had like four or five people outside to investigate BP. Half these people don't even know what they're talking about. Never mind.
But if LeBron James was going to leave a team, the Cavaliers, you get 4,000 idiots there, so he can come disdain them and look down on the stupid slaves.
Well, yeah. Well, here's a good point. That's a great point. But here's another call out to people, because we all know this is a big disaster. This is nothing. This isn't small.
Well,
this
sir, the disaster is going to be the carbon taxes, Mike.
Absolutely. Well.
The disaster is that it's a set-up, staged event, any way you slice it, to take over America, to seize another area of the economy, so we're all under government control, and so the offshore banks that run our government can rob us like we're Nigeria or Argentina. This has been done over and over again by these people. We know how they do it. Mike, I hear you. We got to get the word out. God bless you. Look, I'm out of time for the main radio broadcast, and I get so frustrated only having 2 hours. I get frustrated having 4 hours, but... If you're a radio listener, I'm only going to do about 10 minutes on the other side. You'll have to go to Infowars.com. It'll be internet only to listen to the free audio streams at Infowars.com. We'll take some more calls and recap this and get into the Iran situation. And then we'll go into retransmission. Or you can also watch us right now at PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to catch the rest of the show. For everybody else, I'll be back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And back tomorrow, of course, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for the 4-hour Big Kahuna. We got some really big informative guests coming up this week. God bless you all. Great job with the crew. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.